Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Avodah Zarah Perek Aleph. If the general topic of Sefer Hamada is knowing and understanding God, then this must also include the details of the ultimate mistake in attempting to know God, namely Avodah Zarah. These halachot, which we begin today, will discuss all the forms of Avodah Zarah forbidden by the Torah, the different personalities involved, like the Maasit and the residents of the Ir HaNidachat, the mitzvah to destroy all objects of Avodah Zarah of various types, and how we are to relate to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. In addition, note the full name of the halachot, Hilchot Avodah Zarah V'Chukot HaGoyim. The last two prakim discuss practices of idol worshippers, which are forbidden, despite not being themselves forms of idol worship. As usual, the Rambam lists at the beginning of the halachot all the mitzvot to be discussed here, and the number is a whopping 51, far more than we've seen until now. All but two are negative commandments, and the two positive ones relate to destroying idols and destroying the Ir HaNidachat. Perusing the list, one may be surprised to see here the prohibition against cutting one's peyot or shaving with a razor, both of which seem to have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam saw these as rooted in ancient idolatrous practices. We'll get to those in the very last parak, Parak Yud Bet. Parak Aleph, though, has no mitzvot at all. This parak that we're learning today is, in its entirety, a historical introduction to the concept of Avodah Zarah. How did it come about? How did it develop? What was the role of Avram Avinu in fighting it? What is our mission as Jews in the struggle against Avodah Zarah? By the time we finish the parak, we will have answers to these questions. Halacha Aleph. Bimei Enosh ta'u b'nei ha'adam ta'ut gedola, v'niv'ara atzat chachmei oto hador, v'enosh atzmo min ha'to'im. In the time of Enosh, who was Adam HaRishon's grandson, people made a big mistake, the wisdom of the sages became foolish, and Enosh himself was one of the people who made this mistake. This comes from the pasuk at the end of Perek Dalet in Sefer Bereshit, az hu chal likro b'shem Hashem. At the time of Enosh, it says, the simple meaning of the pasuk is people began to call out in the name of God. But the word huchal can also be the language of chulin, and Rashi explains there that people made a mistake. They worshipped God in a way which was not holy at all, but very much mistaken, and this was the beginning of the practice of Avodah Zarah. V'zo haita ta'utam. Amru ho'il v'kelba barah kochavim elu v'galgalim lanhigat ha'olam untanam b'marom v'chalak lehem kavod v'hem shamashim ha'mishamshim lefanav ru'yim hem l'shabcham ul'faram v'lachalok lehem kavod v'zeu ritzon ha'kel baruch hu l'gadel ul'chabed mi shigidlo v'chibdo k'mo shamelech rotze l'chabed avadav v'homdim lefanav v'zehu kvodo shel melech. Their mistake was, they said, since God created the stars and the celestial spheres to govern the world, in the sense of being responsible for day and night and the seasons, and of course they believed that these stars and spheres were sentient beings, and the Rambam himself believed that the stars and spheres were sentient, alive, as he discussed in Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, and God honored and elevated these stars and spheres by putting them up in the sky, and they serve God in a very direct and elevated manner. So it's appropriate for us to praise them and honor them. That, after all, would be what God wants. Just like a king wants people to honor his servants and those who stand before him, God also wants us to praise and serve those who stand before him, namely the stars and the spheres. Kevan shalad davar ze alibam, hitchilu livnot lakochavim heichalot ulakriv lahem korbanot, ulushabcham ulfaram bidvarim ulishtachavot lemulan, kidei lahasig ritzon habore bedatam hara'a, vezeh haya ikar avodah zarah. Once they had this thought, they started to build temples and offer sacrifices to these stars, to praise them, to bow to them, all in order to fulfill the will of God as they saw it in their mistaken conception. V'kach hem omrim ovdei ha'yudim ikara. Lo shem omrim she'ein sham eloha ele kochav ze. Hu shirmiyahu omer, mi lo yira'acha melech ha'goyim ki lecha yata. Ki v'chol chachmei ha'goyim v'chol malchotam ein kamocha. Uv'achat yivaru v'yichsalu musar havalim eitzu. Kamar ha'kol yod'in shatahu ha'kel levadecha, aval ta'otam v'chislutam shemidamin sheze ha'hevel ritzon chahu. The Rama emphasizes, those who worship Avodah Zarah and understand where it comes from don't claim that the star is God. They understand God, but they claim that God wants us to worship the stars as a way of worshiping him. And he quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyah, which seems to make this exact point. The translation of the pasuk, we actually say the first part of it in Slichot,
Who would not revere you, King of the nations, for that is your due, since among the wise of all the nations, and among all the royalty, there is none like you. But they are dull and foolish. They think you wish to be worshipped through this piece of wood.
Halachabet, v'achar sh'archu yamim, amdu b'vnei ha'adam nivyei sheker, v'armushak hel tziva lehem, v'amar lehem yivdu kochav ploni, o kol ha'kochavim, v'hakrivu lo v'naschu lo kach v'kach, uvnu lo heichal, v'asu tzurato kedei lishtachavot la kol ha'am, anashim v'akta'im u'shar ha'am ha'aretz, v'modi lehem tzurash shebadam edibo, v'omer zohi tzurat ha'kochav ha'ploni, sh'odiyuhu b'nivuato.
After a while of this mistake going on, some nivyei sheker, some false prophets came up and said, yes, in fact, God commanded me that we should worship this star or that star, and we should worship in such and such ways by offering sacrifices or pouring wine to it. We should build a temple to it. We should create an idol of it that so everyone can bow down to it. What exactly should that idol look like? And he would make up some form that the idol should look like and say, that's what I was shown in my prophecy that the star really looks like.
V'itchilu al derech zo lasot surot beichalot v'tachat ilanot v'roshei ha'arim v'al agba'ot u'mitkabzim v'ishtachavim lahem v'ormim l'chol ha'am shezo atzura metiva u'mere'a v'ro'i lo'ovda u'lira mimena v'akumarin omrim lahem shebavoda zo tirbu v'tatzlichu v'asu kach v'kach v'al tasu kach v'kach.
So a whole industry arose of creating temples and idols and putting them under trees and on tops of mountains. These are places that the Torah speaks about where idols can be found. And people would gather and bow down to them. The people in charge, the priests, the ones running the temple, would tell everyone, this is what you need to do in order to serve this idol. And with this kind of worship, you will succeed. Do this, don't do this. They would come up with their own sets of rules for each kind of idol worship.
V'idchulu kozvim achirim la'mod v'leimor sh'akochav atzmo o agalgal o amalach diber imahem v'amar lehem ivduni bekach v'kach v'odia lehen derech avodato v'asu kach al tasu kach v'ashat davar zeh b'chol ha'olam l'avodot hatzurot b'avodot mishnot zo mizo u'lakriv lehen u'lishtachavot.
And eventually other liars arose and said that they received a message from the star itself or from the sphere or from the angel itself saying to them, worship me in such and such a way. This eventually spread to all corners of the world to worship different idols with all sorts of different kinds of practices.
V'kevan sh'archu ha'yamim nishtaka ha'shem ha'nichbad v'nora mipi kol ha'yikum u'midatam v'lo hikiruhu. V'imtzu'u kol am ha'aretz v'anashim v'aktanim einan yodin ela ha'tzura shal eitz ve'eben v'aichal sh'benyan bishman.
After many years of this mistake, the name of God eventually was forgotten altogether, and people only knew the idol of wood or of stone that they had worshipped all their lives, and the temple in which they had done so. They were worshipping and swearing in the name of that idol and forgot God completely.
V'chachamim shayu behem, g'on akumarin v'chayotze behem, medamin she'en sham eloa ela kochavim agalgalim sh'nasu atzurot ha'ilu biglalan v'lidmutan.
And even the sages and the priests of Avodah Zarah forgot about God. They thought rather that the star or the sphere, that's the real God, and this idol represents it.
Aval tzur lo'amim lo haya sham makiro v'lo yodo ele chidim ba'olam, g'on chanoch u'metushelach v'noach v'shem v'aver. V'al derech zo haya ha'olam mikalgel v'holeich ad sh'nolad amudo sh'olam.
Everyone had forgotten God himself, except for certain individuals. The Rambam lists here specifically Chanoch, Metushelach, and Noach. Metushelach was Noach's grandfather, and Chanoch was Metushelach's father, Noach's great-grandfather. Shem and Aver, Shem was Noach's son, and Aver was Shem's great-grandson. So these are singled out as people who did recognize God. Everyone else not recognize God, and so things continue to proceed until Avram Avinu, that pillar of the world, as the Rambam calls him, was born.
Halacha Gimel. Kevan shenigmal itan ze hitchil lishotet bedato v'hu katan, ulechashev bayom uvalayla. V'haya tamea, hayach efshar sheyeh hagalgal ze noheg tamid v'lo yeh lo manhig, u'mi yisabev oto, lefi sheyeh efshar shisabev et atzmo. V'lo haya lo lo mlamed v'lo modia davar, ela mushka b'ur kastim ben ovdei avodah zarah hatipshim.
Once this strong one, Avram, was weaned at a very young age, he began to wonder while he was still very young and think day and at night, how could it be that the outer sphere continues to turn around, the sun goes from one side of the sky to the other, the moon? How could it be that all that happens without anyone turning it? He had no teacher, no one to explain these things to him. He himself was rooted in Ur Kasdim, where everyone else was an idol worshiper.
V'aviv imo v'chol ha'am ovdim avodah zarah, v'hu haya oved imahen, His parents and everyone else would all worship Avodah Zarah, and he would worship with them at the same time that he was wondering if all this was really true. And eventually he came to the proper realization that there is one God, controls these spheres, he created everything, and there is no God other than him. V'yada shekol ha'am to'im. He understood that everyone else was making a terrible mistake.
And what caused that mistake was their idol worship, which caused them to forget the truth. And Avram fully recognized God, the Rambam says, when he was 40 years old. The Ravid right here brings a midrash that Avram recognized God at age 3. Based on the pasuk in Parashat Toldot, Ekev asher shama Avraham bekoli. In the context of Avram listening to God, it uses the word Ekev, literally meaning because. The gematria of Ekev is 172, and Avram lived 175 years. The conclusion of the Midrash is that Avram realized God at age 3 and therefore worshipped God for 172 of his 175 years. The Hagot Maimoniot here understands that the Rambam was aware of that Midrash, that was what the Rambam meant in the beginning of Halacha Gimel, when he said that as soon as Avram was weaned, he began to think about God. According to the Rambam, it was a process that began when Avram was 3, but only was completed when Avram reached age 40. We don't have a midrash that says that this was completed at age 40. We do have one that says that Avram recognized God at age 48. It's possible that the Rambam had a different girsa on that midrash, 40 rather than 48. Kevan shehakir v'yada hitchil hashiv tshuvot al bnei ur kastim v'laroch dinim ahen. V'lomar ein zo derech ha'emet shatem olchim ba. V'shiber atzlamim v'yitchil lodi al ha'am she'ein ro'uy lavod ela l'elok ha'olam. Once Avram reached his full understanding, he started to debate the people of his city of Ur Kasdim and say, what you're doing is not correct. And he would break idols and tell people that they should not be worshiping these idols, but rather directly to God. And only to God is it appropriate to bow down, to offer sacrifices, to pour wine, so that everyone can recognize God. And all the idols should be destroyed so people don't start making this mistake and being misled and thinking that these are the gods or that the stars or angels they represent are the gods. When Avram started convincing people with his arguments,
the king, Nimrod, wanted to kill him. There's the famous Midrash of Nimrod throwing Avram in the furnace, but Avram emerged unscathed. After that miracle, he left to go to Haran, and from there he started to call out and publicize this word of the true God.
And Avram would continue to go around, go from place to place, gather people, talk to them from city to city, from kingdom to kingdom, until he finally arrived in Eretz Canaan, after, of course, Hashem commanded him to go there in the beginning of Parshat Lech Lecha. When people would gather around Avraham and ask him about his teachings,
he would teach and explain at the level of that person, and eventually had thousands, 10,000s
of followers who would continue to be with him.
And these are the people referred to as Anshei Beit Avraham in that phrase in Parshat Lech Lecha. V'shatal b'libam ha'ikar ha'gadol hazeh. V'chiber bo sfarim v'hodio li'tzchak v'no v'yashav yitzchak m'lamed u'machzir. V'yitzchak hodio li'akov v'minahu l'amed v'yashav u'lamed u'machzir kol ha'nilvim elav.
After Avraham planted this seed of proper worship of God and wrote books about worshiping God, he taught his message to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak continued the tradition of teaching and bringing people back to proper worship of God.
And Yitzchak told Yaakov, and Yaakov continued in the same tradition. Yaakov Avinu li made banav kulam. Yaakov didn't teach only one of his sons, but taught all of them. But one of them, Levi, he picked out to be in charge of continuing this teaching, to set up a place called a yeshiva, not quite like our modern-day yeshiva, but a place from which this teaching would emanate, and anyone could come to that yeshiva to hear more about the true worship of God. And he commanded Levi that he keep his torch going one generation after the next. Within Shevet Levi, there should always be someone appointed, a mimuneh, to propagate this teaching. In this manner, eventually the entire nation was worshiping God properly. This is the entire nation that developed from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But eventually this nation, what we call B'nai Yisrael, when they got to Mitzrayim, and spent a long time there, they began to learn from Mitzrayim and go back to worshiping idols like they did, with the exception of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi continued in the tradition that they were charged with to propagate the teaching of God, and Shevet Levi never worshipped Avodah Zarah. As we're familiar, at Chet HaEgel, Shevet HaLevi did not take part in the sin, and the Rambam claims even in Mitzrayim as well, they never worshipped Avodah Zarah, unlike the rest of B'nai Yisrael. V'chim'at kataya, after just such a short time in Mitzrayim, the fundamental principle that Avram had planted in his descendants had withered away, and these descendants of Yaakov all went back to the same mistake that the Mitzrayim and other nations had made and started worshiping Avodah Zarah. Because Hashem loved us, and in order to keep the promise that he promised to Abraham, he appointed Moshe Rabbeinu to take us out of Mitzrayim and bring us back to proper worship of God. And once Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen, and Hashem, through Moshe, gave the Torah to B'nai Israel and chose B'nai Israel as his appointed nation forever, he gave them mitzvot, he taught them how to serve him, and among the things that he taught them was the prohibition of Avodah Zarah and all its details, what we should do with Avodah Zarah and with those who worship it, and that is exactly what we're going to proceed to learn in the next prakim. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.